At Fenway Park tonight and throughout the weekend, the Red Sox will honor retiring slugger David Ortiz during the team's final regular season series. In fact, his likeness has been carved into the outfield grass. Big Poppy has spent 14 seasons in a Red Sox uniform and is the only player on all three of the Red Sox' most recent World Series teams. In that time, Ortiz has become part of the fabric of this city. And this morning, WBUR's Dan Guzman looks back at Big Poppy's time in Boston.
October 18th, 2004, after midnight.
Ortiz into deep right field. Back is Sheffield. We'll see you later tonight.
David Ortiz hits a walk-off home run to save the Red Sox from being swept by the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. Less than 24 hours later, in Game 5, with the season on the line again, Ortiz came through once more.
Ortiz fights it off center field. Damon running to the plate, and he can keep on running to New York.
Red Sox historian Gordon Eads calls it the pivotal day in the team's history.
And if you wanted to point to one day that changed the course of Red Sox history, that would be the day. And David Ortiz was front and center in both of those games.
The Red Sox would go on to defeat the Yankees and then sweep the St. Louis Cardinals to win their first World Series in 86 years. The legend of Big Poppy was born. But before that moniker became a household name, he was just David Ortiz, a man unknown to Red Sox fans. He spent six unremarkable seasons with the Minnesota Twins before signing with the Red Sox as a free agent in 2003. His first hit in a Boston uniform was a double that tied up a game against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in early April.
They have it here down the line to right field. That'll get in and roll to the wall.
Then-manager Grady Little wanted Ortiz to be a part-time player, serving as backup to designated hitter Jeremy Giambi. But Eads says Ortiz had a powerful ally, a fellow Dominican.
It didn't hurt him that he had Pedro Martinez in his corner, and Pedro going to Grady Little and said, look, when I pitch, I want David Ortiz on the field.
Ortiz hit 31 home runs with 101 RBI in his first season with the Sox. By 2007, Ortiz was a four-time All-Star and led the Red Sox to their second World Series win in generations, a sweep of the Colorado Rockies. Ortiz made Boston his home, living in the area with his wife and three children, and in 2008, he became an American citizen at the JFK Library. He cemented his place as more than just a sports star in 2013. 5 days after the bombings at the Boston Marathon, and hours after the police standoff in Watertown, fans filled Fenway Park for the first large-scale gathering since the attacks. Ortiz delivered one of the most famous expletives in Boston history.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong. Thank you.
He was the one who gave voice to the anger, the sadness, and the defiance that all of us felt.
That year, Ortiz led the Red Sox to the playoffs and turned around the team's fate with one swing of the bat in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series.
Hard hit into right, back at the wall, tie game! Big Poppy! The grand slam!
The Red Sox won their third title in a decade, with Ortiz honored as the World Series' most valuable player. Last winter, after turning 40, Ortiz made the announcement Sox fans knew was coming, but they didn't want to hear.
I wish I can play another 40 years, so I have you guys behind me, but it doesn't work that way. After next year, time is up, so let's enjoy next season.
Time's not up yet, with the Red Sox heading to the playoffs. Gordon Eads says one more run for the championship will be a fitting tribute to the player who turned around the team's fortunes.
While there is no question that Ted Williams was the greatest player in Red Sox history, you can certainly make the argument that David Ortiz may have been the most important player in Red Sox history.
However the 2016 season ends, David Ortiz's legend is secure with Red Sox Nation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dan Guzman.